These eyes of mine look into the very eye that is now beholding him. Aye, and into the eye that is even now equally beholding the objects on the unknown thither side of thee, thou sun.
Then, gazing at his quadrant, and handling one after the other its numerous cabalistical contrivances, he pondered again, and muttered,
"Foolish toy! Baby's plaything of haughty admirals and commodores and captains! The world brags of thee, of thy cunning and might. But what, after all, canst thou do but tell the poor, pitiful point where thou thyself happens to be on this wide planet, and the hand that holds thee? No, not one jot more. Thou canst not tell where one drop of water or one grain of sand will be tomorrow noon, and yet with thy impotence thou insultest the sun. Science! Curse thee, thou vain toy, and cursed be all the things that cast man's eyes aloft to that heaven, whose live vividness but scorches him, as these old eyes are even now scorched with thy light, O sun. Level by nature to this earth's horizon are the glances of man's eyes, not shot from the crown of his head, as if God had meant him to gaze on his firmament.